Nolte, The Daily Show Goes Full Boomer with Cringy Newspaper Ad. By John Nolte on August 27, 2020. Daily Show host, some guy named Trevor Noah who nobody watches and hasn't made a ripple in popular culture since taking over for Jon Stewart, who nobody watched, purchased a full-page newspaper ad to taunt Donald Trump as an ex-president. Newspaper ad, y'all. Newspaper. Sources inform me Noah had originally intended to send the taunt via telegraph or a cape drawing, until one of his cutting-edge staffers informed him of this advertising breakthrough in newspapers. Apparently, Noah was so excited and surprised by the speed of technology. The monocle fell from his eye, the buggy whip dropped from his hand, and the rest is comedy history. If that's not cutting-edge enough for you, the newspaper ad mocks all those law firm ads that ran on cable TV when George Bush was in the White House. The first George Bush. Are you a soon-to-be ex-president? About to lose legal immunity? Has your lawyer gone to jail? Call the very fine people on your side, the ad reads, which is a true knee-slapper. Noah and his cutting-edge comedy troupe appear in a photograph standing around like lawyers and stuff. Remember L.A. Law? The show that was canceled 30 years ago? It's like that. A real knee-slapper. The ad appeared in the far-left New York Times, the far-left Washington Post and the far-left Los Angeles Times, the paper versions. Fewer people read the far-left New York Times, the far-left Washington Post, and the far-left Los Angeles Times than watch Trevor Noah. Retired fake journalist Karen Tumulty freaking loved it. When it launched in 1877, Tumulty was one of the Post's first reporters. I'm told that for his follow-up onage of Donald Trump, Noah will launch a 900 number or see how many of his viewers he can stuff into a telephone booth and still have the elbow room to make a call from his BlackBerry. I bet Trevor Noah's MySpace page is lit. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.